Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Don't you get it? We're finished, obsolete, over the hill.
Now, come on, guys. We all knew this day was coming.
We're getting thrown away?
No, no one's getting thrown away.
We ain't ever getting played with.
Hold on. This is no time to be hysterical.
It's the perfect time to be hysterical.
Should we be hysterical?
Now.
Yes.
Maybe, but not right now.
Come on. Let's see how much we're going for an eBay.
Well, it opens today, Toy Story 3, the third, in a very successful series of animated features from Pixar. What themes, moral, philosophical, religious, spiritual, do we find in these Pixar films, especially the one that opened today, Toy Story 3? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to get a review of Toy Story 3 from Christian philosopher Robert Velarde. Then, a little bit later in this hour, we'll talk with Colleen Carroll Campbell about Sarah Palin and the new feminist identity. We'll wrap it up playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, June the 18th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Our email address here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can Twitter us at @IssuesETC or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Robert Velarde is a regular guest. He's Christian philosopher and father of four children in Colorado. He's author of the new book, The Wisdom of Pixar, An Animated Look at Virtue. Robert, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd. Always fun to be on.
You saw the film opening today, Toy Story 3. How does it compare with 1 and 2?
Great question. I did see it today. I took three of my four children. My youngest, I thought, might be a little too intense for him. It'd be his first time out at the movies. But I did take my other kids. They're 9, 11, and 15. They all loved it. I think it's difficult to compare at this point. You know, the first film, Toy Story, came out in 1995, so we've got, 15 years later. Toy Story 2 in 1999, so that was 11 years ago. And, of course, Toy Story, the original one, was the first feature-length computer-generated film. I think technically you can definitely see the brilliance and the improvement that Pixar has made in the 15 years since that film came out. Now, content-wise, I think that Pixar still is putting story and character at the center of their filmmaking, which is great. You don't get a whole lot of, flashy film that lacks substance. You still have a lot of really good themes there and messages, I think, for children and adults as well.
Let's talk about themes that I think could be featured at least in almost all of the Pixar films, but especially in Toy Story, although it's an odd kind of family. Let's talk about the theme of family.
Sure. You know, family, I think, is central to a lot of Pixar movies, if not every one. You know, they make family films. That's what they're known for. They're known for that kind of entertainment. If you look at movies like Finding Nemo or The Incredibles, you know, there's certainly very strong family elements in those stories. In the Toy Story films, you have a bit of a different take on the family concept. Here you have a tight-knit group of toys. And in the third film, you know, we learn that there's, you know, not many of them left. You know, as the boy, Andy, has grown up and is getting ready to go to college, there's this core group of toys he's held on to. And they're really a family, the toys in the movie. You know, they very much treat each other that way. And I think the message comes across pretty clear in the film that, family is important, staying together as a family is important. you know, being loyal to one another is important. And certainly virtues like courage are present in there, as well as loyalty.
And some might say it's good that they have regular families, kind of the traditional family, many of their films. Some might say, yeah, but if you start to cobble together the family concept of unrelated toys, then maybe they're flirting with the idea of redefining the family to be whatever it is. What would you say to that?
Well, I think they're using, you know, everyday objects, in this case toys, to sort of serve almost as parables of, you know, things that we encounter in our daily life. So obviously, you know, Buzz Lightyear and Woody the Cowboy Doll and Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, you know, aren't directly related per se, you know, as we would look at a family in real life. But the way they're treated on screen, they certainly are treated as a unit and as a family. And I think they can model examples that we can follow and that we can learn from and that we can draw out some wisdom from what Pixar is communicating there and, you know, maybe communicate those ideals to our kids.
What is the basic, without any spoilers, what's the basic premise and storyline of Toy Story 3?
Well, the basic premise is that Andy, the boy who owns the toys, is grown up. He's getting ready to leave for college. The toys have been, neglected, you might say, or not played with for a while. Obviously, this child has grown up and not interested as much in the toys. And through a series of mishaps, the toys end up being sent to a daycare center. So they're sort of struggling with their identities of who they are and does Andy really care about them anymore and where do they go from here. So it really ends up getting into some issues that deal with change and transition, maybe even loss, you know. So there's certainly some more mature elements there that adults, I think, will pick up on, as well as maybe older children.
Another theme you found there was courage. What did you see?
Sure, and courage is a great one I talk about in my book, The Wisdom of Pixar, mainly in relation to The Incredibles. But in Toy Story 3, you certainly have your share of courage represented there. And if you look back historically, courage is one of the cardinal virtues. Things like practical wisdom and justice and temperance would be three other cardinal virtues. And courage or fortitude would be one of the other ones that's included in that cardinal virtues set. And I really think that comes clear in the movie throughout. You have toys risking their lives, really, to help other toys, sometimes even to help other toys that have not necessarily been very nice to them. So you have that element as well of you know, risking your own self for something else, this very, very altruistic perspective that I think Christianity provides a good foundation for morally.
Loyalty was a big theme in the second Toy Story movie, if I remember correctly. Does it come through in the third?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, Toy Story 2 was the rare sequel that a lot of reviewers said at the time in 1999 not only met the expectations but exceeded them. You know, you get a few films like that in film history where that comes along. You know, people tend to point to things like Godfather 2 or Empire Strikes Back. And I think Toy Story 2 really defined that for Pixar. And Toy Story 3, I think, continues that, streak of really good storytelling. And the loyalty aspect, you know, in my book, The Wisdom of Pixar, if I had to add a chapter on Toy Story 3, I probably would make it on loyalty. It's very much, this commitment to one another that these toys have that runs very deep. It's built, you know, of course, on their friendship and the fact that they treat each other as family. But I think the underlying current to a lot of this is really an ethic of love, really, which is what we would find in Christian ethics. You know, taking sort of an Augustinian perspective, which I would take, would be that love is the foundation of Christian ethics.
Do you think that accounts for the appeal not only of these series of films, 1, 2, and 3, Toy Story, but also all the other Pixar films, that they really do focus on and develop their characters in terms of these things?
I think that there's a core, you know, set of storytelling principles there that Pixar is very good at putting together. You know, they have a very good team of people that have been together for a number of years, you know, even some of them since the 80s when Pixar really started getting started. And I think it's a combination of storytelling technique and a combination of just the fact that, these virtues, so to speak, are hardwired into human beings. You know, certainly we have the other side of things, the depravity and the sin, but we also have the image of God that also brings into us, I think, these virtues that are there. Sometimes they're suppressed, sometimes they come out more in other people than in others, but I think these foundational virtues, things like family and courage and friendship and justice and things like that, are so present within us that it takes a lot to completely stifle that.
You mentioned it before, but talk, if you would, with about a minute and a half before we go to our break, about the virtue of love in Toy Story 3.
Sure. You know, love, I think, really is driving these characters. They don't come out and preach it, in a sense, or they don't, sort of bring out, well, this is a part of the movie, we're going to give you the message or the theme, but it's there. You know, they don't have to tell each other we love each other, but you have that understanding between the characters just in the way they behave and the things that they do and the risks that they take for one another. And I think that's a good virtue to have. You know, certainly biblically we're called to love God and love others, and that foundation is present within these movies.
I wanted to, so often love is cast in live-action films solely in terms of romantic love or erotic love, but these, because they're animated characters and because they're toys, seems a good opportunity to talk about what we could say perhaps is love of brother. About 30
yes,
seconds.
I think so. You know, you have, biblically different Greek words for love. I think the one that would fit the Toy Story films more would probably be philia, which is sort of this friendship type of love. And, you know, even to the point of the Christian fellowship of koinonia that you have here among these different toys, and how they really, fellowship with one another. They know each other. They're comfortable with each other. They're not setting up some false sense of love or friendship. They, have really developed these bonds that we need to learn to do as well as individuals and even within the church and throughout community at large.
We're getting an opening day review of Toy Story 3. Robert Velarde is our guest. He's a Christian philosopher, father of four children in Colorado, author of the new book, The Wisdom of Pixar, An Animated Look at Virtue. You can check out Robert's website, The Wisdom of Pixar, all one word, thewisdomofpixar.com. When we come back, a few more minutes with Robert Velarde on Toy Story 3.
You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385. 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc And you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at IssuesETC. Social networking for the thinking Christian, Facebook.com/IssuesETC, and on Twitter at IssuesETC. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, Facebook.com/IssuesETC, and on Twitter at IssuesETC.
There are zero pro-life women in the Senate, about 13 in the House, one pro-life woman governor in the United States.
Everybody at death is a Lutheran, because then it's all sola fide. It's got to be by faith alone. My earthly life is done, and this body is going to rot in the dust. And yet, I'm going to hold to this, that this body will be raised by the promises of God.
Whether we agree with Al Gore's politics or not, we certainly don't ever want to celebrate the end of a marriage. And we've seen a lot of mockery, including from the right, the likes of Rush Limbaugh, who's on his own fourth marriage and probably is not really in a position to judge on this one.
We're in the Church Holy Sepulchre, and this behind me is supposed to be the tomb of Christ. Well, I'm Christ. I'm not in the tomb. I'm not dead yet.
Just a little taste of our four sound bites that are your candidates for soundbite of the week in about 20 minutes here on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, coming to you live this Friday afternoon, June the 18th, talking about the moral and spiritual themes and getting a review of Toy Story 3 with Robert Velarde, author of the book The Wisdom of Pixar, an animated look at virtue. Robert, let's talk finally about the way that these, because they're good stories, and especially Toy Story 3 in that respect, it is not just movies for kids. It is actually, these are actually beneficial, good movies, good stories for adults as well. Your thoughts?
Yes, that's true. And that's one thing that Pixar has been at the forefront of doing. You know, before then, I think we had a lot of films that people just thought of, well, these are just for kids. You know, they're little fairy tale stories or different animated things. And, you know, parents sort of kind of suffer through some of these older films that weren't exactly that exciting. And Pixar comes along and really does some great films that don't speak down to children. You know, they really try to, you know, just tell a great story that can be, you know, applied to adults, to children. You know, Finding Nemo is a wonderful example of that. The Incredibles, I think, broke new ground for them as well with, you know, a cast of human characters. And, of course, even though there's the whole superhero element, you have here the reality of families dealing with each other, siblings trying to get along. Things like that, you know, I think we need to keep that in mind as well. You know, you look at the New Testament, you don't have Jesus breaking out the latest book on ethical philosophy. It's more him just telling stories, parables to people, stories that they'll remember that have memorable examples of things that we can think, oh, yeah, you know, we can relate to that. And you know, the whole concept of virtue really is about building our character and helping us being able to just make the right choices, morally speaking, when we're confronted with choices, rather than having to sit there and sift through volumes of ethical philosophy. We already have that built into us, so to speak, from the choices that we've made and how we've made them.
Robert Velarde is a Christian philosopher and father of four children in Colorado. He's author of the new book, The Wisdom of Pixar, an animated look at virtue. When you purchase The Wisdom of Pixar using the Amazon.com link at our website, issuesetc.org, a percentage of your purchase will go to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. Robert, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks much, Todd.